Good morning.
We are already in December.
现在已经是十二月份了。
Time flies.
呀，时间飞逝。
Such a mixed feeling, right?
我们真的是有一种很混合的感觉。
But thank God that we have a clear mind this morning.
感谢神，我们在这里。
Many people believe that they don't have what it takes to make a difference.To the world.
很多人呢觉得他们自己太渺小太普通，他们对周围的世界不能做任何的事情。
And they believe that...
他们相信呢只有那些很伟大的人，就像那个特瑞莎修女，
Thomas Edison,
或者是爱迪生，
Albert Einstein,
或者是爱因斯坦。大的人呢才可以对周围呢带来改变。
The truth.
事实呢是我们神国的子民，每一个呢都是被放到这个世界上来带来改变的。
God's people can make a difference to the world only if they follow Jesus' way.
神国的子民只要是遵从神的耶稣的道路，那他们就一定能为这个世界带来改变。
There's a reason God doesn't take us to heaven as soon as we believe in Jesus Christ.
神没有把我们刚一信主就 带到天堂去，那是有一个原因的。
It's because we are left with a job to do.
因为我们还有一个工作要做。
Our Christian job description has two parts, salt and light.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们的工作职责呢有两个部分，盐和光。
And where do we fulfill our job description?
那我们在哪里来去做这些工作呢？
Right here on earth.
就是在这个地上。
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." And Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world."
主耶稣说，你们是世上的盐，他也说，你们是世上的光。
Jesus calls us.To be salt and light in the world.
主耶稣呼召我们在这个世界上做盐做光。
And in so doing, he called us to make a difference.
我们这样做的话，他就让我们来带来改变。
You can make a difference in the world around you.
你可以为你周围的世界带来改变。
Now I need your help.
所以现在呢，我需要你的帮助。
Please repeat this sentence together.
一起来重复这一句话。
You can make a difference in the world around you. Try it once again.
你可以在世界不一样。
Now, please look at the person sitting next or near to you.
请你看着你旁边周围的人。
And repeat this sentence again.
重新来重复这一句话。
You can make a difference in the world around you.Great. Thank you.
谢谢。
A gentleman is walking through the midway of a county fair.
有一位男士呢，他去市场的半路上。
And he meets a tiny girl.
遇到呢一位小女孩。
She was carrying a big frog of cotton candy on a stick.
这个小女孩呢，手里面拿着棍子上戳着的一大团棉花糖。
Almost as large as her whole body.
这团棉花糖呢，好像有她的身体那么大。
So this gentleman said to her.
这位男士呢，就对她说。
How can a little girl like you eat all that cotton candy?
你那么小的一个小女孩，怎么吃得了那么多的棉花糖？
Well, she replies, I am really much bigger on the inside than I am on the outside.
这小女孩呢，就回答说，你别看我外面很小，我里面肚量可大了。
This is essentially what Jesus is saying here.
其实呢，这就是耶稣在这里所说的。
You are the salt of the earth.
你是世上的盐。
You are the light of the world.
你是世上的光。
Why?
为什么？
Is it because of your great power?
是不是因为你有很大的能力？
Because of your position in the government?
是不是你在政府里面有重要的职位？
Because you are so smart?
还是因为你很聪明，
because you are so strong,
或者是你很强壮，
or because you are so gifted,
或者是你很有天赋。
No, no, no.
都不是的，都不是这样子的。
Jesus would say, it's because you belong to me.
主耶稣说呢，是因为你属于我。
On the outside, you may seem to be nothing, but on the inside, you are as big as the kingdom, as the power and the glory of our God.
从外面看呢，你可能很普通、很平凡，但是呢，你里面有神的国度、神的权柄和神的荣耀。
This world is in the dark about God.
在关于神的事情上，这个世界是无知的，他们像处在黑暗里面。
But people of God turn on the light.
但是呢，神的子民呢，就是把那个光带来。
Light allows people to see.
这个光呢，使人们可以看见。
People can't see without light.
如果没有光，人们看不见。
In the same way, God's people show the world how much God loves this world.
同样的，神的子民呢，就是用可以这样来彰显神的爱。
And God's people tell the world that what Jesus has done to restore the relationship with Him.
神的子民呢，也告诉众人，告诉世人说，神是怎么样来恢复，做了什么事情来恢复他们和神之间的关系。
So we can make a difference.
所以呢，你可以带来不同。
You as a church family of God can make a difference to the in the world around you.
你们作为一个家。神的家，神的教堂的呢，也可以为周围的世界带来改变。
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth."
主耶稣说，你是世上的盐。
Jesus is talking to Christians here.
耶稣呢，在这里呢，是对基督徒所讲的。
And please notice that Jesus says that it's what you are.
请注意，耶稣在这里讲的呢，是说你就是世上的盐。
Jesus doesn't say this is what you should be.
他没有说你应该成为世上的盐。
He didn't say that this is what you will be.
他也没有说你将会成为世上的盐。
He doesn't say that this is what you can be if you want to.
他也没有说如果你愿意的话，你可以成为世上的盐。
Jesus said, "This is what you are."
主耶稣说，你就是世上的盐。
We are the salt on this earth.
我们就是这世上的盐。
There's an ancient legend first told by the Christian living in the first century.
在第一世纪的基督徒里面呢，流传着这样一个传说。
When Jesus goes back to heaven after finishing all his salvation work on earth,
当耶稣完成了在这个世界上的救赎工作以后，他回到天堂去。
The angel Gabriel meets Jesus at the heaven's gate and welcomes him home.
加伯列这个天使呢，他就在天堂的大门那里呢，就迎接主耶稣回去。
Lord, the angel said, "Who have you left behind to carry on your work?"
这个天使呢就问耶稣说：“你在世上的工作，你留给谁去继续做呢？”
So Jesus tells him about the disciples and the church on earth.
所以呢，主耶稣呢就告诉他关于使徒、关于地上的教会的事情。
But Lord said Gabriel that, "What if they fail you?"
那加伯列这个天使呢，就问他说：“如果他们让你失望了呢，怎么办呢
？”And what if they let you down?
或者是他们没有照你的做，辜负了你，怎么办呢
？Well, Jesus said.
主耶稣就说：“那么。
Then all I have done on earth will come to nothing.
那我在世上所做的一切呢，就是落空了。就是、
But Lord, don't you have a backup plan? Gabriel keeps asking.”
这个天使呢就继续问，那主耶稣耶稣你有没有一个后备的计划？
Jesus said no.
主耶稣说没有。
There's no backup plan.
没有什么后备的计划。
The church is it.
教会就是唯一的一个计划。
There's nothing else.
除此之外没有别的计划了。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
If we are the salt of the earth and the light of the worldThen it follows that no one else is.
如果我们是世界上的盐，世界的盐，世界的光，我们就只跟随那一位唯一的。
If the church doesn't fulfill its function as salt, there's no backup plan.
如果教会没有去实现发挥它作为盐的功用，那没有后备的计划。
There are no salt substitutes.
世上没有盐的替代品。
Jesus declares to the church, "You are the salt of the earth, and no one else."
主耶稣宣告说，你就是 教会就是世上的盐，没有除此之外，没有别人是盐。
Notice the contrast in his statement between salt and the earth.
请注意他说的这句话当中的盐和世界。
The salt is set apart from the earth.
盐是和这个世界分开的。
If it was the same as the earth, it wouldn't have an influence on the earth.
如果盐和这个世界是混为一体的，它对这个世界就没有影响力。
As God's people, we are called to be different from the world around us.
同样的，我们作为神的子民，我们被呼召成为这个跟这个世界不一样的人。
Jesus said, "If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?"
主耶稣说。若盐失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
It's good for nothing.
它就没有什么用处了。
And you throw it out into the streets.
那就把它扔出去了，丢掉了。
Yet can salt lose its saltiness?
但是呢，盐可能失掉它的味道，咸味吗？
Is it possible for salt to become not salty?
对盐来说，有没有可能它失去它的盐味？
Not really.
其实不太可能。
Any chemistry teacher will tell you that.
任何一个化学老师呢都可以告诉你这个。
Sodium chloride is one of the most stable compounds in the whole universe.
盐就是铝化钠，是世界上非常非常稳定的一种化合物之一。
It doesn't change.
它不改变的。
It doesn't lose its character.
它也不失去它的特质。
Still, there is truth to what Jesus is saying.
但是呢，主耶稣说的呢也是真的。
Much of the salt used in Palestine came from the area around the Dead Sea.
在巴勒斯坦地区呢，他们所用的盐呢，多数是来自死海那个区域的。
Look at this map.
请看这个地图。
This Dead Sea is at the more than a mile and a half below sea level.
这个死海呢，是它的海平面，它是低于海平面1.5英里的。
The waters of the Sea Galilee flows into the Jordan River and run down there to the bottom of the earth.
这个水，加利利湖的水呢，就流到那个约旦河，然后呢，就去到地底。
I mean the Dead Sea.
就来到这个死海。
Once they get there, it's the end of the line.
到他们当这个水来到那里呢，他们就没有地方可去了。
There's no place to go.
没有地方可流了。
And the hot desert sun evaporates the water.
那个沙漠很热的那个太阳呢，就把那个水分呢就蒸发掉。
And leave behind a chunky white powder, which is made of a combination of salt and minerals.
就留下了一大块大块的白色的东西，那就是盐和矿物质的混合体。
And that kind of powder contains enough salt to season meat or to add to a little flavor to a bowl of soup.
在那个白色的这个物质里面呢，它有足够的咸味呢，可以用来腌肉，或者是在汤里面呢加上咸味。
For that reason, the people of Palestine have always scooped it up and use it in trade or in cooking.
所以呢，巴勒斯坦那个地区的人们呢，他们就把这些盐呢，就拿来呢，就去做一些事情，或者是用在煮饭里面。
But the salt is mixed with minerals.
但是呢，这个盐呢是和那个矿物质呢是混在一起的。
And it's not pure sodium chloride.
它并不是那个纯净的那个铝化钠。
Indeed, it's possible under certain circumstances, that with a little dampness in the air for the salt to be dissolved.
所以呢，就是非常可能在一些特定的情况之下，在一个潮湿的环境里面呢，那些盐呢，它就分解溶解了。
And then the salt will be leached away.
那个盐呢就被盐味呢就咸味呢就被冲走了。
In the same way, you may not notice it.
也同样的，你就不太容易注意到。
What you have left may look the same.
剩下的东西呢，也许看起来是一样的。
Yet the taste is gone.
但是呢，味道不在了。
And people throw it out.
人们就把这个东西呢就扔掉了。
There may be a little salt left.
也许还有一点点的咸味。
But it isn't enough to make a difference.
但是呢，这一点点的咸味已经不能带来任何的功效了。
So end up the whole batch is chucked out into the street.
所以呢，最后呢，整块的这个混合物呢就被扔掉了。
Please know that the comparison point Jesus makes in essence is that strength is found in Christian community.
所以在这里呢，耶稣使用这个比喻的重点呢，就是说那个果效能力呢是来自一个基督徒的群体的。
A single grain of salt makes a slight difference.
一颗盐粒带来很小的一个影响。
But it's the whole community that makes a great impact.
但是呢，一个整个的群体呢就会带来很大的影响。
Similarly, one disciples of Jesus may make a faith statement in the world.
同样的，一个基督徒呢可能可以做出一个信仰的告白。
But it's the Christian community that turns the whole world upside down.
但是呢，整个的耶稣整个的基督徒的群体呢，才能使这个世界翻转。
You together are the salt of the earth.
你们当中的每一位就是带来世上的盐。
Jesus said, "You together are the light of the world."
主耶稣说，你们一起是世上的盐。
Not just a lonely grain of sodium chloride.
我并不是一颗的单独的一颗盐粒。
But the whole tablespoon of salt that spread its essence through the whole pot of soup.
一勺的盐呢，才可以使一锅的汤带来使它变咸。
Jesus also said, "I am the light of the world."
主耶稣呢，他也说，我是世上的光。
This is written in John chapter 8.
这是在约翰福音第八章。
In chapter 4 of Matthew compared Jesus' ministry to the dawning of the great night.
在马太福音第四章呢，马太呢把耶稣在地上的事工呢比喻成大光。
Jesus is the true light.Of the world.
主耶稣是世上的真光。
But we as followers of Christ, we reflect his light.
我们作为他的跟随者呢，我们反射他的光。
Jesus is like the sun.
主耶稣呢，就像太阳。
And we are the moon.
我们就像月亮。
The moon has no light of its own.
月亮自己并不发光。
But it reflects the light of the sun.
但是呢，它反射太阳的光。
In the same way, we together reflect the light of Jesus to others.
同样的，我们作为一个群体，我们反射主耶稣的光。
Jesus said, "A city on a hill cannot be hidden."
主耶稣说，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
In that they put it on the stand.
它是放在灯台上
，and give the light to everyone in the house，
就照亮一家人。
You can't hide a city on a hill，
你不可能去看不见一个在山上的一座城。
Especially at night when all the lights are on，
特别是在晚上，当这个城里面的灯都打开的时候。
You won't put a lamp under a bowl，
你不会把一个灯放在一个碗下面。
Otherwise, it defeats the whole purpose.
如果那样做，就完全没有意义了。
You are the light of the world.
你是这世上的光。
And there's no other.
没有其他的光。
This is part of our job description as a church family of God.
这也是我们一个教会大家庭我们的工作的职责的一部分。
You are a church family of God.We can make a difference to this world.
我们是神的教会，我们可以给这个世界带来改变。
So we need to wake up.
所以我们需要醒过来。
We need to wake up.
我们需要醒过来。
Wake up, please.
请醒过来。
We should wake up from our unawareness.
让我们从我们的不知不觉当中醒过来。
Many Christians nowadays do not aware of the fact that they are called to contribute to the world around us.
很多基督徒呢，他们并没有意识到他们是被呼召来对这个世界做出贡献的。
They just focus on their own need and enjoy everything provided in their comfort zones.
他们只是把焦点呢放在他们自己的需要上面，并且在他们的安乐窝里面享受所 神所赐予的一切。
However, Jesus said, "You are the salt and the light to this world."
但是呢，神说，你是世界的光和盐。
So wake up.
所以醒过来。
Remember, in this world there are three kind of poisons.
请记得有三种的毒药。
Greed, anger, and ignorance.
是贪婪、愤怒和无知。
Obviously, we all know about this.
我们不是所有时候都知道这个的。
Please do not deny their existence in this world.
请不要否定这三样东西存在在我们这个世界上。
This is the scheme of the evil one who always try whatever effort to deceive and blind us.
那个邪恶的魔鬼，他总是尽他一切的可能性来欺骗我们，来叫我们看不见。
We sometimes do not realize the existence of these terrible poisons in our life.
我们有时候呢，没有意识到这三样可怕的东西存在在我们的生活里面。
It's because we are lacking such biblical knowledge.
我们也许是因为，我们缺乏圣经的知识。
Or our spiritual vision is being blocked.
或者是我们属灵的那个眼睛呢，被挡住了。
But by the grace of God, we need to wake up from our unawareness.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们需要从我们的这个不知不觉当中醒过来。
And by God's grace and power, we turn these poisons around.
我们靠着神的恩典和能力，我们可以把这些毒素呢除去。
Instead of greed, anger, and ignorance, we have generosity, compassion, and wisdom.
我们不要这三样毒素，而我们有慷慨。恩慈和智慧。
You see, Jewish rabbis in the first century used salt as a symbol for wisdom.
你知道，早期的第一世纪的犹太人的拉比，他们把盐比喻智慧。
They said that to lose your saltiness means to become foolish.
在他们来说呢，就是失去那个盐味呢，就是意思是变得愚蠢无知。
In fact, Jesus uses the same word at the end of his Sermon on the Mount to describe the fool who builds his house on the unsolid sand.
实际上呢，主耶稣也在他的登山宝训的最后的部分呢，用了同样的字来描述那些把他们的房子建立在流沙上的人。
This particular gentleman hears what Jesus has said.
这一位人呢，他听见神所讲的，耶稣所讲的事情。
But he doesn't heed what Jesus has to say.
但是他并没有留心耶稣真正在讲的意思。
So when the storms of life comes, he falls apart.
所以呢，当这个风暴来临的时候呢，他的房子就被毁坏了。
Salt was used in Bible, to clean and to preserve food and other things.
在圣经时代呢，盐还用来清洁和让食物防腐。
Elisha the prophet，
先知以利沙
，He used salt to purify bad water。
他以利沙呢，用这个盐呢去洁净那个恶劣的水。
And those midwives rubbed the newborn baby with salt。
那个接生婆呢，也用盐呢来擦那个新生婴儿的身体。
Why doing that?
他们为什么要这样做呢？
This action was taken in order to protect the newborn babies from getting disease.
他们这样做呢，是让那个新生的婴儿呢，不要沾染到病菌。
All these are mentioned in the Bible.
这些东西呢，都是在圣经里面提到过的。
In the same way, those who depend on our Lord Jesus are cleansing and preserving influence in the world around them.
同样的，那些依靠主耶稣的人呢，是为这个世，是在这个世界呢，可以带来清洁和防腐的作用的。
A church family of God is called to keep the culture in this world from further decay.
神的教会呢，他们是被呼召来阻止这个世界的文化继续的败坏下去。
So we need to be a preserving influence on the.World around us.
所以呢，我们必须要成为这个防腐的这个影响力。
It's our job to clean and to cleanse some of the decay that already happened.
我们的工作 之一呢，就是要去帮助这个世界已经发生的这些败坏呢，来清洁这些败坏。
As salt, let's make the world a better place just by our presence.
让我们作为神的子民，让我们来把这个世界呢改变成一个更好的地方。
And we can do that simply by being who we are.
你只要是做你基督徒的本分，你就可以带来这个改变。
We are the salt in a tasteless world.
我们是这个没有味道的世界的盐。
And we are the light in darkness.
我们是这个黑暗的世界的光。
You too can make your world a better place just by engaging it as a follower of Jesus.
你可以带着基督徒的身份去参与这个周围的世界，来带来，来使它变成一个更好的一个地方。
In your faith journey towards heaven, don't neglect the needs of people around you.
在你行天路的时候，不要忽略别的你周围的人的需要。
Thank God that our church here is doing what we can.
感谢神，我们教会呢是正在做我们可以做的。
But please keep it up.
请大家继续。
As a follower of Jesus, we are the salt and light.
作为主耶稣的跟随者，我们是盐和光。
Just be who you are to preserve and brighten up the whole world around us.
我们只要做基督徒我们的本分，我们就可以做盐做光。改变这个世界，照亮这个世界。
Now we come to a question.
那我们现在就有一个问题了。
What can you do to make a difference to the world around you?
那你具体可以做什么来带来这个改变呢？
It's a good question.
是一个很好的问题。
But we always struggle with these questions.
但是呢，这个问题呢，我们常常就是在那里矛盾的。
Anyway, we can consider doing the following steps.
但是呢，我们可以做以下的这几个步骤。
First, be focused.
第一呢，就是要焦聚，就要专注。
Focus your attention on those things that you can be resourced and manageable to do and influence.
把你的注意力呢，放在那些你可以去做的事情上面。
It can be helpful to write down the things that you are concerned about.
也可以写下你关心的那些事情。
Actually, we can do this as a family or as a cell group.
你可以自己一个人做，或者是家里人一起做。
Then it's also important to write down what are the obstacles which may hinder you from doing this right away.
然后呢，你也可以写下来阻止你。立刻就着手做这些事情的那些困难和阻碍。
So first, be focused.
第一呢，你就是要把你的注意力聚集。
Second, be helpful.
第二呢，就是要帮助。
We can help someone when we find someone is in need.
我们可以找到有一些需要帮助的人，我们去提供帮助。
If you see someone struggling to open the door because of their arms are full.
如果你看到有一个人手里面拿满了东西，他没有手去开门的话
，What can you do？
那你可以做什么呢
？What can you do？
你可以做什么呢
？You could just hold the door open for them。
你可以为这个人呢开了门，而且呢把门挡住。
If someone drops something，
如果有人掉了什么东西
，What can you do？
你可以做什么呢
？Pick it up for them。
你可以帮他们捡起来。
Be kind to others.
对别人有恩慈。
In this very busy world, people become self-consumed.
在这个世界，这个忙碌的世界，大家都是各自顾各自的。
And people always forget that kind of kindness goes a long way.
人们都忘记了一点点恩慈呢，其实可以带来很大的影响力。
Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father." In heaven.
主耶稣说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Third, be nice.
第三点呢，就是有恩慈。
Find someone to be nice to today.
善待别人，今天就这样做。
Don't wait for tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
Find someone that you can be nice to today.
今天就找到一位你可以善待他的人。
Even a simple thing like smiling at the people you come across can make a difference to how people feel.
仅仅是对你碰到的人报一个微笑，可能就会让他们感觉大大的不同。
Pay attention to the people around you because people feel good when they were given attention.
你要对周围的人呢多关注一点，因为人们你得到更多关注的时候呢，他们感觉就会更好。
Do it and see how they react.
你们这样做，你们就看看他们的反应会是怎样。
You can try doing this when we have a cup of coffee in your hands.
待会呢，你就可以试一下喝咖啡的时候就这样做。
Do it and see how they react.
你真的去做，看看他们会怎样反应。
I bet you will get a lot of smile in return.
我保证呢，你一定会回。大家会回报你很多的微笑。
Take my word.
你真的去做，相信我。
Okay, because how we treat one another is like the butterfly's wings.
因为我们怎么样对待别人呢，就有一个蝴蝶效应。
If you were to influence a person today with positivity, it's possible that person would influence the next person.
如果你用一种积极的态度去影响别人的话，可能那一个人他就会用同样的态度去影响下一个人。
And then the next.
然后呢，那个人又影响再下一个人。
And then the next.
而且他们就这样就继续下去。
Remember, you could start a tide turning by just taking one small step.
你知道，你可以让这个整改变造成一个很大的改变。你虽然只开始一个很小的步骤。
And we find that the wave at local sporting events always start with just one person.
在那个运动场，大家坐成那个观众席上那个浪潮，都是由一个人开始的。
And then other people will follow along.
其他的人呢，只是跟上。
Start the wave.
我们今天就可以来造成这样一个浪潮。
That make it be positive.
使我们来造成一个积极的影响。
Fourth, be fluid.
第四呢是要行动。
Life is fluid.
生活是改变的，是流动的。
While worrying things as happens everywhere, they have been happening since the beginning of the time.
虽然令人焦虑的事情呢到处都在发生，但是呢这些事情呢其实从时间的开始就已经存在的。
But our life ebbs and flows.
生活呢就像一些浪潮，起起伏伏。
Sometimes are more difficult than others.
有些时候呢，就会有特别的一些困难。
But people of God are resilient.
但是呢，神的子民呢是有忍性的，是可以开心快乐的。
We are resilient because we are called to enter to this world.
我们是有忍性，是因为我们被呼召来做这个世界的盐和光。
Live in the world.
我们来带领这个世界。
Be the salt and light.
我们来做世界的盐和光
，and influence the world，
来影响这个世界。
Actually, we now have the opportunity taking an action and making a difference.
所以呢，我们现在其实就有机会来采取行动，来带来改变。
As OBC Church, we already given this opportunity to do it.
我们这个信望爱堂，我们是已经有这个机会来带来改变。
And you are part of this family.
你是这教会大家庭的一份子。
And every one of us is given such opportunity to do it.
我们当中的每一位都得到了这个机会。
Yes, together, let's make it.
让我们一起来带来改变。
Please repeat this word. Yes, together, let's make it.
让我们一起重复。
Yes, together, let's make it.
带来改变。
Yes, together, let's make it. Yes, together, let's make it. Awesome.
Ha ha.